27th of January, 1936, talk number 148. A Gujarati gentleman said that he was concentrating on sound, nada, and desired to know if the method was right. Maharshi, meditation on nada is one of the several approved methods. The adherents claim a very special virtue for the method. According to them, it is the easiest and the most direct method. Just as a child is lulled to sleep by lullabies, so nada soothes one to a state of samadhi. Again, just as a king sends his state musicians to welcome his son on his return from a long journey, so also nada takes the devotee into the Lord's abode in a pleasing manner. Nada helps concentration. After it is felt, the practice should not be made an end in itself. Nada is not the objective. The subject should firmly be held. Otherwise, a blank will result. Though the subject is there, even in the blank, he would not be aware of the cessation of nada of different kinds. In order to be aware, even in that blank, one must remember his own self. Nada upasana, meditation on sound, is good. It is better if associated with investigation, vichara. In that case, the nada is made up of chit maya and also tan maya, of knowledge and of self. Nada helps concentration. 28th of January, 1936, talk number 149. In reply to a sadhu who asked if bhakti consisted in forgetting the body, etc., Sri Bhagavan said, "What do you care for the body? Practice bhakti and don't worry about what happens to the body." Talk number 150. Mr. and Mrs. Kelly, an elderly couple from America, and others of their company desired to know what they should do to gain concentration in the face of discomforts of sitting and sting of mosquitoes. Maharshi, the discomforts will not worry you if your concentration is right. Do not mind the discomforts. Keep your mind steady in meditation. If you have not the strength and endurance to bear mosquito stings, how do you hope to gain realization of the self? Realization must be amidst all the turmoils of life. If you make yourself comfortable and go to bed, you fall asleep. Face the troubles, but keep yourself steady in meditation. 31st of January, 1936. Talk number 151. An American gentleman is a little hard of hearing. Being accustomed to be self-reliant from his youth, he naturally feels worried on account of his hearing becoming defective. Maharshi, you are not self-reliant. You are ego-reliant. It is good that ego-reliance is banished and that you become truly self-reliant. Again, Bhagavan said, "There is no cause for worry. Subjugation of senses is a necessary preliminary for self-realization. One sense is subdued for you by God Himself. So much the better." The questioner said that he appreciated the humor, but that still his self-respect suffered. Maharshi, the self is only one. Do you feel hurt if you blame yourself or scorn yourself for your errors? If you hold the self, there is no second person to scorn you. When you see the world, you have lost hold of the self. On the contrary, hold the self, and the world will not appear.